The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us so early in the morning. I'm sure you got the toast going, got the tea going. That's a case you could be driving in a car, so I don't think you'd be having the toast going. That'd be kind of weird. But in the age of technology, who knows? But I'm so glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. We're in for a treat this morning. We get to do something really fun. We're setting records. That's right. The market's setting records, and that's today's topic, all about these records, what you should be doing. Look, do we pile on to the record? Do we take some chips off the table? We're going to try to help you become a better investor, because sometimes the market's in a nice groove like it is now, and we want to teach you investors kind of how best way to handle it. So GPS for Your Finances here with you every Sunday morning, 6 a.m. So glad you're joining us this morning. Setting records is our topic. So let's start off with the Dow Jones, S&P 500, the NASDAQ kind of lagging, all setting records, all good stuff. In fact, the Dow had a really strong week after stumbling out of the gate on Monday. On Monday, there was a lot of talk about China trade, and there's still a lot of talk about China trade. Still not resolved, but somehow the market has in its mind that this, at least the worst, is behind it when it comes to China trade. Now, we don't know that to be true, but certainly the market kind of brushed off Monday, had a turnaround Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and here we are off to the races. So the Dow finally got back on track to a record which was established back on January 26th of this year. That was before the Super Bowl, by the way. So January 26th and the frigid January that we had at that point, that's the last time the market saw these type of levels. And then pretty much throughout the year, it was kind of choppy. If you kind of follow what happened this year, January, we had a very strong start after a very strong 2017, one of the strongest years we've had in quite some time. So in January, the Dow was up about 5% just in 1 month. February said, wait, not too fast, and we corrected. March, we kind of bounced back again, almost like a U-shaped turn, so to speak. And then April, here we go, back to another 10% correction. So we had a strong January. Again, this is a very volatile beginning of the year, if you remember 2018 here. So January, very strong start. February gave a bunch of that back. March got back on track. April gave that back. So we had, in 4 months, we had two 10% corrections. Then the June-July kind of phase was kind of choppy, again, around those headlines of China trade and everything else. And finally, August broke out as the companies started reporting better than expected numbers, earnings, and so forth. And we had a very strong August. And coming to September, while we know the bugaboo, September and October can be a very difficult month, seasonality. And so far through September, we've actually have seen some strength. So there's bugaboos that are still out there. China trade, not resolved, but the market's kind of saying, hey, you know, we got the best of China at this point. We're also looking at the Fed raising rates coming up, midterm elections, and everything in between. And the market's saying, at the moment, you know, we can handle all these type of things. Remember, the market is a leading economic indicator. So with that, again, very strong September, surprisingly so. Mark Twain once said, The hardest, difficult month to invest into, actually he said to speculate into, is the month of September. He said the others are October, November, December. You got the whole picture. So this has been a very strong year. So far, the Dow is up 7.5% year to date. Coming into August, the Dow was up like 1.5-2%. So we tacked on a fair amount in August and September so far. So where we go from here, we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Now, if you look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it goes back a long time ago, and it's price weighted. And what does that mean? Well, it means the highest priced stocks like Boeing, like Apple, have the biggest weight in it. So, you know, if a $15 stock like it was some time ago, General Electric, while General Electric did poorly, since it was only a $15 stock, it wasn't weighted very heavily in index. It didn't really do much of anything. But these heavy weighted stocks like Boeing, United Healthcare, and Apple all have been the drivers so far since the, let's say that, remember that I talked about that correction, we had that nasty correction in April. Well, since that time, the three stocks that really helped out the Dow has been Boeing, United Healthcare, and Apple. Again, I'm not suggesting you buy these stocks, but just as a point of reference, those three stocks, and again, there's the Dow Jones 30, there's 30 stocks, but since these stock prices are so heavily weighted because they're high in price, they've been driving this index since that trough in April. Well, if you're just tuning in, you listen to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, with you every Sunday morning without fail. We're here, right here for you. And today's topic, setting records, what you should be doing, what you should not be doing. Also, remember, Monday through Friday, Mike and Casey in the morning, you'll hear my market report. I come on around 8:25 right after the traffic. So listen to the traffic, listen to the market report, what happened to the national averages, the Hudson Valley Index average, local news, a lot of local news this week. We'll touch on that in a bit too. A lot of things going on here. Then drive time home, my colleague Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, around 5:15. Coming home, you'll hear what the market did, what the local index did, local news and so forth. So we're with you Monday through Friday, 8:25 in the morning, 5:15 p.m. We are off on Saturday and back with you right here on Sunday. So today's topic, setting records. Now, before I go into about setting records, I contributed to an article that appeared in this weekend's New York Times, New York Times, Washington Post, Associated Press, I think about 100 and some newspapers, because once it goes through Associated Press, it goes through all these different newspapers, and it was about marijuana stocks. And I definitely have an opinion about that. Again, first off, I just don't like recreational use. Having two boys in college, we try everything we can, or I try everything we can to make sure we don't go in the wrong direction. So again, I get the medical relief, I get the medical use of it, but recreational use. But that's my bias. But by saying that, though, this past week, some of these marijuana stocks have tripled in the same day. It's been crazy. And really, my article, my contribution to the article was reminding investors, it looks like a bubble to me. It reminds me of cryptocurrencies. Remember January of this year, where the cryptocurrency, Bitcoin was at 20,000. I think it's around 6,000 right now. And I said, hey, stay away from these bubbles. We had the internet bubbles. Actually, go back in the 1600s, we had a tulip bubble. Those tulips. Yes, tulips back in the Dutch colony. So we've always had these bubbles. Why? Because we have this kind of, fear of being left out or greed, however you want to look at it. And they start jumping on these type of things. So yes, there's legalization that's happening in Canada in October. That will put more demand for marijuana, no doubt. But there's going to be so many different scams around these type of companies. I want investors to beware. If you're going to invest into marijuana, it should be no more than 5% of your portfolio, if you really think that's a strong trend. However, what I've seen this week is bubbles, and they're going to pop, because I've seen this before, you've seen it before, and I want you to stay far, far away from these type of things. So again, there are talk of the town right now. At some point this year, we were talking about Bitcoin, and then that came and went, and now we're talking about marijuana stocks. Now again, while the fundamentals are strong there, I get it. Again, I know the medical use, and I get it, but some of these companies have valuations as much as companies like Hess, and that doesn't make a lot of sense. We'll be right back right after these messages.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. The perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. And now you just heard from our friend Mike Bennett, who's giving away my books for free. What is he? Oh, we told him to do that. Okay. So the first 20 callers, the early bird gets the worm, and you're up bright and early, right? So the first 20 callers to get the book for free, please call. There's no attached. You get it for free. We send it off to you. I hope you learn a lot about it. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement. The phone number is 845-371-0101. Again, 845 877-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday here. We talk about the markets, we talk about taxes, retirement planning. Oh, yeah, yeah. We talked about politics, the economy. We did it all. And in my book, 95's Retirement, we touch on all those topics. So, great companion in case you can't be with us every Sunday morning. Best way to reach us, 845-371-0101. And the book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you get the book for free. F-R-E-E, free, free, free. So first 20 callers, that's all we can do today. First 20 callers. And again, I think you can do it. 845-371-0101. Right before the break, we're talking about, well, today's topic, setting records. And, you know, every time we get kind of going, you know, there's always a bubble popping up somewhere. And I identified a bubble, which I contributed to an article in this weekend's New York Times. Actually went to Washington Post, Associated Press. And we actually went to about 150 newspapers. That was kind of cool. So I contributed to this article about marijuana stocks. And it just gets this heavy kind of feeling. It reminds me of the cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and all those things that happened earlier this year that have turned out to be a bubble. Some of those things are down 90%. I told people, say, far, far away from those. We had a bubble, of course, the internet. Look, the fundamentals of marijuana are very strong. I don't like it. I'm just a prude. Call me a prude. I don't care. Medical relief, no doubt. I get that. But as far as recreational use, having two boys in college, I do all I can to keep them away from that stuff. And here they're talking about legalizing it. Okay, that's enough of my rant. But as far as the investment side of it, when something goes from, like, you know, 15 to 68, I know it attracts a lot of people. People get excited. But some of these things go from 68 back to 15 again. And all these type of marijuana stocks are getting this huge lift. I've been on all different talk shows over the week, how big demand's going to be. There's a lot of hype behind it, but I'm telling you, the average investor is going to be holding the bag at the end of this. So look, there could be more upside. I can't tell you, like, you know, these people trade these things. They're really trading more of a number than actually trading a company or owning a company. Some of these things, actually, there's one company called Tilray out of Canada that one day closed at 150, opened up $230 a share, went to 300. So again, granted, if you bought a day before, you would have doubled your money. After hitting 300, that same day went down to $150 a share, and they halted trading on it. So, you know, look, buyers beware. Stay away from it if you don't know how you're dealing with it. If you really insist and you really think the fundamentals are there and you really like it, you know, make sure it's a small part of your portfolio. So that's my kind of to-do list. Make sure, you know, we don't get caught up in any bubbles. And the next bubble I see right now is in these marijuana stocks. There's so many different ones. Some are going to be legitimate companies, and some, like the Bitcoin we found out, were not legitimate companies. So how do investors choose? Well, guess what? Don't choose. There's so many other great investment opportunities right in front of us. I think about technology. I think about artificial intelligence, robotics, software, security systems, and so all these things that are out there that are companies that are thriving around the world. And you know what? That's where I'd be focused on. So that's my rant for today. So stay away from those marijuana stocks, please. I think they're too high. Okay. So why is the market doing what it's doing? How is it setting records like this, considering all the headlines? The headlines of Fed raising rates, China trade war, actually trade war with most countries. some of the impulsiveness that comes out of the White House on a daily basis with the tweets. We have the midterm election coming up. We have a whole host of bugaboos. But, you know, the market does climb a wall of worry, the proverbial wall of worry. And there's a lot to worry about. And here we go. But it's definitely surprised a lot of investors, you know, seeing these kind of dark clouds out there. And yet the market continues to go higher. And I think that's because of earnings. I think companies are doing very well. And I have a monitor that I look at. It almost looks like air traffic control. If you ever come into my office, it's flashing green and red and all these colors. And I have it all laid out. And not that I'm air traffic controller, but it feels like that incoming. And I can really see kind of almost like a heat map, they call it. Something that's going up is in green, something that's down in red. It's kind of Christmas colors. I love Christmas. So you have this all in front of me, and I noticed kind of what's flashing lately are those companies who are doing really well with earnings, and it kind of makes sense. Now, companies have had this huge tax windfall from the president that started this year, which basically, instead of paying 35% in corporate taxes, are paying 20% in corporate taxes. Now, for some of those companies, that's billions and billions of dollars. Yeah, sound like Carl Sagan. But billions and billions of dollars that can go back towards shareholder wealth. That is, increase the dividend, buy back stock, buy the competitors, put money into research development, put money back into, let's say, technology, and maybe do all the above. And that's what we're seeing now, that these companies have a lot more money. So when I was saying before, I have this all these colors on my screen, green, red, flashing type of things. A lot of it's noise. I mean, there's a lot of headlines of noise. But if it impacts earnings, then it means something. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. You'll find us on WHUD every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. Don't forget, Monday through Friday, the market report. I get that report from Mike and Casey show around 8:25, right after the traffic report. And then on the way home, my colleague Bill Kugel around 5:15 tells you again what happened with the national averages, the local averages, local news. So we're with you Monday through Friday, 8:25 in the morning, 5:15 p.m. We're not with you on Saturday, but we're back with you on Sunday. And today's topic, setting records. And the market's been setting records, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, come on, get going, you're lagging. And the NASDAQ was setting records throughout the year, and it seems like there's a rotation going on, which we're going to cover after our next break. But right now, I really want to share with you, it comes down to earnings, because people are going to say the market's too high. But if companies' earnings are backing that, you know, they have proof, like, okay, so if companies' earnings are growing, and by the way, compared to last year this time, the average Standard Poor's 500 company net earnings are up over 25%. It's spectacular. Now, a good chunk of that, I'm telling you the truth, is from the tax savings, but earnings are earnings. They have this real money, real dollars, balance sheets improving, cash on hand improving to do a whole bunch of things. So I say this is real. Like, there's times we've had like the 1999 bubble. We really didn't have earnings to back it. We had the Y2K, and a lot of people trying to fix the Y2K because it's kind of weird. You own a computer, and after 1999, it died on you because you didn't know like 2000, whatever. But my point is, this is for real because of very strong earnings. And we'll be right back after these messages. Right here, GPS for your finances. Today's topic, setting records.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
Good morning and welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, setting records today. We're setting records, yeah. So we're setting records, market setting records. Everybody's feeling good. Everybody's feeling groovy, as I would say on a Brady's Bunch. So what should investors do? And we're going to touch on that in a second. But we have to go with our offer. Mike Bennett of WHD and Mike and Casey in the Morning, the most popular show in the Hudson Valley, suggested that you call my office and get your free book. The phone number is 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. That's kind of semi-autobiography about my father, who worked for a union, had a pension, had health care, had all these wonderful things. He since passed, God rest his soul. But again, we don't have that, so it's Not Your Father's Retirement, how you can create something like your father had, a grandfather had, kind of like a make up your own pension. So the first 20 calls will get my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement, 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday morning right here. Actually, the book sells on Barnes & Noble and it sells on Amazon for $17.99. But if you're the first 20 callers this morning at 845-371-0101, you'll get the book for free. One last time, get your pen ready, get your paper ready, or if you have it right in your head, some people are really good at memorizing numbers. Phone number is 845-371-0101. And right before the break, we're talking about these companies' earnings. A lot of companies, year over year, think about that from this time from last year. Just think about that. 25% increase on the average company. That means, you know, you've done those things in stats. There's some things, mode, average, those things. So that means there's some companies growing at 50% compared to last year, and there's some that are less than that that can have an average around 25%. So our job is stay away from the speculative bubbles like marijuana. I did my rant on that already. Marijuana stocks, they've gone crazy. The Bitcoin, that craze came and went. We had the hot IPO stocks go crazy for some time. Let's kind of stick with the kind of true and blue. So what's happening? How are we getting here with the markets? So I do believe that earnings are the driver here. And lately, we've seen a rotation since early September, early September, like the first day of trading. We've seen money coming out of the kind of the Wall Street darlings. We call them FANG, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. Now, again, I'm not suggesting anything you do here, just telling you the facts that these companies have been our leaders pretty much through this entire run since early 2017. And maybe they're getting tired. They've made some great gains. Maybe people don't take profits. Specifically, though, some companies like Facebook and Google, and them are having problems with the data that they have and securing that data and not giving it away. And there's a lot of big clouds over it. So maybe that's why money's moving out of it. So money's been moving out of those kind of really narrow focus leadership, those FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, and have rotated more into the broader market. We've seen utilities bump up a bit. We've seen telecommunications, kind of defensive areas. But we also now, the last couple of weeks, have seen banks. Now, interest rates have been on the rise. If you have an equity line or anything that's variable, you're going to notice that interest rates are going higher. The Fed, most likely in the September meeting coming up, will raise rates. They've kind of telegraphed that already. They'll kind of probably increase it a quarter point or so. But with rates on the rise, it helps out banks. They get better margins. So you think about in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, you have JP Morgan, Citibank, Bank America. I'm not sure there's a fourth there or not, but you have some significant amount of banks that are part of the Dow Jones, which all have had a very strong showing this year. After those stocks have been kind of dormant for the year. So as rates go up, money's now kind of coming out of these leadership stocks, or once leadership stocks. Maybe they'll go back to the FANG stocks, and they're going into other areas that will do better with higher interest rates. And we probably will have higher interest rates. And the reason why the Fed is raising rates, if you think about 2008, 2009, everything went amok. Everything went we don't remember that, but we have to remember what happened. And the way Fed Chair Bernanke got out of it, he was a great study of the Great Depression. Because the Great Depression, we made so many fiscal policy decisions. We started tightening up government spending at a time the government should have been spending more. There's a whole bunch of things that he learned from the Great Depression that helped us get through 2008, 2009. Yes, I'm a big fan of Fed Chair Bernanke. But during that time, they basically lowered rates next to zero to stimulate growth for you and I to go out and buy appliances or go to Home Depot and do home improvements, just really try to stimulate the economy, get people confident again. So they lower rates to try to increase activity. The problem is if you keep rates too low for too long, cheap money, so to speak, it could lead to inflation. It could lead to just downright inflation, everybody having too much money. So little by little, they've gradually been increasing rates to make sure that kind of make money a little bit more expensive, not to create a bubble, not to create some type of inflation. And they've done a pretty good job with that. Fed Chair Powell, now at the helm, taking over Janet Yellen, has been signaling gradual rate increases. Okay, and they also know if they raise rates too much and interest rates go up too high, they can choke off the economy because the consumers and businesses will be paying too much interest rates. So be very careful of that. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today, we're setting records. We're setting records. Why? Because we have really good earnings. Again, some of that is because of a big tax cut. Some of it is just more confident. And some is, you look around the world, I have to tell you, we are an outlier. The U.S. is an outlier. We are up, at least the Dow Jones is up around 7.5% year to date. China stock market's down about 20% year to date. Most European markets are flatline or down a little bit year to date. We are where the action is. And what happens is we attract more foreign investment when we do well. And people say, well, I want international investing. Again, I've made it clear on my website and in my talks, I don't like international funds. I don't. And they haven't proven me wrong so far last several years. And sometimes I come across a client, a potential client that has all these international funds. I'm like, what are you doing? Because if you want to participate in international growth, let's say you see a lot of growth in Malaysia or around the world, you know what? We have a lot of U.S. companies, Fortune 500 companies. Think about companies like Apple. Think of companies like Google, Amazon, et cetera, et cetera. All these like technology companies all around the world. They're participating in worldwide growth without you being an international fund and dealing with the currency risk. So some of these international funds are actually in the right markets and those markets are going higher. But when you bring it back to currency translation with a stronger dollar, you can lose money. So be careful not to have too much international. I know there's a lot of media out there saying, look, they're cheap. Yes, they're cheap, and they're cheap for a reason because they keep getting cheaper. I like it here at home, U.S. dollars, domestic, and they're still participating in the growth around the world by getting into new markets, particularly President Trump here is trying to open up the gates for other avenues for these companies. And that's what the market's sniffing out right now, that China's going to fold at some point, and we, the U.S. and companies, are going to be able to sell more to their Chinese consumers. That'd be a great day, and that's what the market's kind of anticipating. It's what it's telling us. Well, gosh, it goes by so fast here every Sunday morning. So glad you tuned in and tackled setting records. And setting records, my guess is we continue to set more records. But again, be careful. You know, take some chips off the table if you get nervous, but don't plow right into stocks either. Well, until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous week.
You've been listening to a GPS for your finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.